Introducing the Faith Series, a transformative audio sermon experience crafted by the visionary minds at spiritnerds.org. Each week, we bring you a curated collection of powerful sermons from theologically sound preachers around the globe, delving into diverse topics that address the depths of our spiritual journey. This remarkable series has become a beacon of inspiration, touching the lives of millions of Christians worldwide, from faith-building messages to practical guidance and navigating spiritual matters. The Faith Series is a wellspring of blessing designed to ignite your faith and deepen your relationship with God.
Hallelujah. A lot has been going on all through the conference. It's very important and pivotal for us to understand the definition of God anytime we gather. One of the greatest definitions of evil is to gather people and not give them something. And God is not a man that gives false hope. Even while he intend to reduce himself within the rank and file of the council of El, and he became part of the council of the Benai Elohim, he became part of the representative of God. He ensured that there was never a need for men to look for God as long as he was in the territory. And anytime men look for reference for God, he is always available to show them that God is real and God is alive. One of the tragedies that we will have as a body of Christ and as a people is when we are living in a time where men cannot find the reference of God, and yet we call ourselves the sons of God. According to the ordination of God, he ensured that within the council of heaven, there are things that God sit down together and they legislate, but there are things that are given only to the sons of men to execute. But there are others that are given privilege to be part of the council of the elders, that they may be able to deliberate regarding the territory. And sons are risen that they may be able to enforce the council of heaven. Do you know that you are part of a council in heaven? And when the honorable within the council do nothing, the earth suffers shipwreck. The foundation of the earth become out of course, because many do not know their ordination in God and their placement aright, and they do not understand their job description as sons. Our job description as sons is not necessary to build a lot of congregation, but one man can be a representative that God can be so proud, and he can say, this is my beloved son among many sons of whom I am well pleased. That would be the heart cry of a man that truly want to be a representative of God in the last time. It's going to be men that are not just only sons, but sons upon which the heart of the Father is pleased with. I want you to pray. I know you may look at yourself as the least among us. Apostle just read, he said that every house functions by the grace that each joint supply. When we gather like this, one of the distinctive functionality we must understand is the differences of grace that God released. And many more times we may be out of alignment if somebody at the back there do not supply his own kind of grace. Because when we come to an atmosphere like this, one has a psalm, another has a hymn, another has a chant, another has a body, then everyone you see that you thought was not represented was actually part of the assembly. Because in the assembly, everything is important. You are so important in the agenda of God. I don't care whatsoever is your past. A prostitute included herself among the lineage of Christ just because she was aligned, and she saved a spy. Because of that, the Lord included her. It doesn't matter what you have done before now. I told you yesterday that all of these things we do, we are product of grace. It's a function of grace. And a man that do not understand that we labor and labor in vain. I want you to pray. Supply your own grace for us in the atmosphere so that the place can be so charged and aligned. Because alignment will require that a quorum is complete, and each and every one is not wasting his time. Sometimes the number can make us out of alignment. One can disalign us. One can disalign us. The Bible said they were together but in one accord. Somehow it is impossible for the Spirit of God to find expression if there is no unity of the Spirit. We may be disaligned in the flesh, but can we align in the Spirit? One of the only way we can align in the Spirit is when we supply our grace. Supply your grace to the atmosphere. We need your own quota. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Oh 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 Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Hey, Adonai, Adonai.
We are calling upon I Am. We are calling upon the Great One, the Father of all spirits, the Giver of life. He that sustains creation. He that put us in this position. He depends upon us. God is handicapped with our sons. That is well pleased. The joy of a father is to have a son is pleased. Not vagabonds, not rebels, but sons that he is pleased with.
Adonai, Adonai. Oh Adonai, Adonai.
Adonai,
Adonai.
Adonai,
Adonai. Adonai, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
There are layers in the spirit.
Adonai.
There are places in the spirit. There are dimensions.
Adonai.
There are diversities of levels of operation.
Adonai.
Sometimes what we require of you is just to come up higher. Yes, you are in the spirit,
Adonai.
But they say come up higher. Certain communication will require that you change a plane, change a dimension.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
Hallelujah. We are pressed beyond time. And there are quite a little bit of build-up I need to do. I believe that by now you have a high level of sensitivity in the spirit to be able to perceive the things communicated. The challenge is not the mystery that I share. It's how much you've been able to assimilate. Have you revisited your notes recently? And discover that there were many things that you wrote that actually you are deprived of their reality. And suddenly you understood now that you have gathered a lot of things, but they have not come to functionality. And that is why sometimes it is important that you ensure that you assimilate as much as you receive. I realize one of the mystery of these agric fowls is that they eat more. While many other chickens are sleeping, they are still eating. And a man that eats more than you will grow more than you. Because the way of this operation is to ensure that you feed well and you feed much. Somehow, people that will do more than you in this journey will either know more than you or pray more than you. In either way, it still speaks about extra more. That they were able to go the extra mile and to adopt more. Because there are times when there will be no more oil. Other times there will be no more enough energy to take you further. Can we add up again? You can have your seat so that I don't. Please, can you help me appreciate my friend and brother Apostle Miracle? I mean, he did so much. I wonder what I should do. It's hard when somebody has established a standard that you need to go high to climb. But we trust God to help. And I want you to appreciate the presence of Pastor. Seriously, it's a great honor and privilege to have people that have gone ahead of you. Sometimes when you have to preach or you have to speak, where great
people are seated, it's a hard thing. And if they are not generous enough, they can shut down the valve of your utterance. So you come to sink, and because Sinaji is seated, suddenly you find yourself out of alignment. But we trust God to help us. Now we, the theme of this convergence, I didn't say anything about it, but also I've been doing a lot regarding that. Global climate. One of the things about a climate is it gives definition to weather perspective. Climate gives definition to all the mysteries regarding weather. How do you debate a weather? It's by the mystery of climate. And one of the ways that you can understand the things that are available, the reality within the glory, when the glory of God come, is when you understand the climate of the glory. Because the climate within the glory will give you an understanding of the realities that lies within the glory. And if a man is handicapped to understand the momentary definition that the climate gives at the time, he may not understand the atmosphere of the glory. Because in the glory, everything becomes possible. God is the one that does nothing except his glory is there. Anytime the glory of God is revealed upon the life of a man, the man sees how much insufficient he is and how much more of God he will need. Because when the glory revealed, holiness is approved and is seen. And that is why the cherub and the seraphim works together, because they are beings that understand the climatic functionality of the glory and the holiness of God. So when others see the glory, the others see the dimension of the holiness. So as before they are done seeing the other dimension, another is revealed again. Because as we continue to deplete the climatic condition within the glory realm, you begin to see other things that are beyond your level of fathoming. Then God seems to be to you a mystery. But understanding the climate of the glory will help you demystify the mystery. Because the climate will give you enough variables, enough numbers for you to be able to give definition to what is going on within the glory. And that is why when the glory of God was shown to Moses, he began to define unto us the principle of creation and begin to write to us things that are aforetime before time began. So we thought that that was the only thing that was available, until the glory again was revealed to John the Beloved, and he began to write in the beginning again. Then we saw that men can actually have access within the glory and give definition if they understand the climatic functionality of the glory. Certain times the glory of God is around your life, but because you cannot understand the climate that can depict it, you may be lacking in understanding what the Lord is doing with you. And that is why we introduce to you some few of the challenges of a believer. If you put those things within landscape, you will discover that they are like the parameters that are important, that if you checkmate them enough, you will understand what the Lord is doing with you. We've discussed quite a number of them. I don't know, I have to rush. I will rush as fast as possible so that we can cover the remainder. There are about just 6 challenges that I've seen among believers of today. We've discussed how that many people pray but they don't know the power of prayer. We are done with that. We also discussed spiritual alignment, how that is important. That when a man is not aligned with God, it's impossible for you to understand where God is, where he's at, and what he's even doing with you. I cannot touch on the dimension of the genuity of the love of God and the fear for God. It's part of the challenge. How that many people do not genuinely love God or genuinely fear God. And everything they do is within face value. And they thought they define it as love. Because one of the first definitions of love is how much you are willing to give for that which you believe. Do you realize that we don't even have a life of our own, because a man has given his, our life has already been exchanged. Yes, God may not have called us to die for him. We are to live for him, but if our living for him, we demand that we die. So be it. That's the life of witnesses. A witness doesn't care if he die. Because the Bible said that the blood of the martyrs actually is the seed. How do you think Jesus appeared to most of these Boko Haram, all these guys? Sometimes as one go down, many germinate again. Because except the corn of the wheat fall to the ground and die, it will always abide alone. If you read the book of Revelation, the Bible talks about certain witnesses that we are crying. How long will you, O God, come and judge them that have done us this? He said, no, there is a number of people that need to be persecuted and to be killed for the sake of this. When the number is completed, there's going to be a massive harvest that will come. Sometimes one of the only way that you can include others into this inheritance, there must be a shedding of blood. Somehow without the shedding of blood, there will never be remission of sin. And there are times when the Lord will demand that you make sacrifice of your own blood. Okay. One of the challenges I want to discuss today is simple. One of the first challenges for today is growing in impartation. Many believers may not be lacking in impartation to say. If you have met an average believer, he has met all the great men you can ever think of in Nigeria and beyond. He has done all he could. They lay hands, they lay legs, they did everything. But somehow when he returned back, he became either more worse than when he went to, or he cannot see the commensurate functionality of the impartation. And sometimes you begin to wonder, is it that the person that released the impartation to him did something wrong? No. Sometimes nothing may be wrong with the person. Everything may be wrong with the receiver. Because every impartation comes to you as a seed. It is required of you to create a conducive environment for the impartation to grow. And that is why certain times when you have done that mistakenly or anyhow, you wake up other days and find yourself functioning in certain dimensions that you have no understanding of. And you wonder, am I the one that do this thing? Actually, you switch into them. But you can consciously grow in impartation. Because impartation has always been the transfer of spirit, the transfer of possibilities, the transfer of abilities, the transfer of mantle, mandate. But many more times, after a transfer is done, it will require. It's just like an application. When I transfer it for you, it will require for you to install it. And I don't know if your phone has the capacity within the Android version to be able to contain the application. There are certain games that will not play in certain kind of laptop. They will tell you, you need to call something. You may require to upgrade the laptop to play that kind of game. Many more times, yes, without contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the greater. But the greater, the lesser must receive the capacity to be able to contain that with the greater is communicating. Because when you lack capacity, impartation becomes useless. Many people have received a lot of impartation. It has pushed them to warfare, but it has not released the capacity and the grace for them to be able to contain the level of operation. Some of them have wandered out of astral realm of operation because of the impartation they receive. Every impartation transfers a kind of spirit to you. If I release the spirit that visits me at night on a daily basis to you, they are supposed to establish a throne of government around you. You cannot have a normal life. But if you don't know how to relate with them the same way I relate with them, how do you intend to survive? You will behave like a madman sometimes. Because when they are telling you this, you will not understand their language of communication. Many of you have received impartation. Angels keep appearing to you at night. They keep talking, but you are not hearing. Why? You don't understand the capacity. You don't have the required grace to ensure that that impartation is preserved. And that is how, if you have not go and learn how that you can preserve it, it will take time. The impartation will go away. Because the Spirit of God will never strive with men for that long. That's why I tell people, before you meet any man to pray for you, pray first. Build capacity. Go again. Build capacity. Go again. Build. So that when, if God appear here now and release his dose upon us, the level that apostle contain will be different from the level you contain. The level that this one contain, it will be different according to your capacity. So a man that has little capacity, no matter what you pour upon the person, it will still go back with little. But he that have big capacity, sometimes when you come to a meeting, when the hunger of the people is so deep, you find yourself going deeper into revelation, deeper into truth. Why? Because deep will always call on to deep. Sometimes you go for deep impartation and you don't have depth in you. That's why you leave those places and you go back with the same kind of thing at all. One of the ways that you can assess impartation is simple. Number one is true honor. Many more times, many people don't honor a man, they just go to want to collect impartation. How is that possible? An impartation that you receive from a man that you don't know will never go. As you are living there, it's going away. A man you honor, if he releases an impartation upon you, it's very easy for you to grow. Because the heart posture of honor will ensure that the impartation is sustained. Many of you don't honor certain men, you talk against them. You go out, you talk against miracle. When people are talking against him, you join them and talk. How do you expect to grow in the level of the grace that God has given unto you? Is it possible? And that is why no matter how you pray for you, those things will remain there because there is no attitude of honor. Impartation becomes useless when there is no honor. And that is why you don't just impart anybody. No. Not everybody is given the right and the privilege to come into the commonwealth of that which you have contained. That is why many people are very close to many ministers and they are not blessed. Although they have done everything, they slept together with them in the same bed. And one of the easiest ways you can receive impartation is by service. Let me tell you, any man you serve, he will definitely communicate the same level of possibility in your life. It's natural that service is greatness. No wonder Jesus said, whosoever that want to be great in this kingdom must learn the way of service. We are anointed as men to serve, not to be served. That is the basic reason why the anointing came upon people. It's for service. You are serving and ministering to the people. As you minister to the Lord serve them. Because there are ministry spirit there. You see, they come to measure your level of your service actually. I get what I'm saying. People that measure to see what you are doing in God, it may not be us. You know, we judge by the parameters of the flesh. So I can see somebody that is yeah, he may have just come out from either fornicating. So I will say this guy is more spiritual because I see him roar. And sometimes he's the one that give more when you want to put off in the booth 1,000. So I will see it. So this guy loves the king. And when the Lord check, the Lord will now discover that actually the guy is a fornicator. He's a liar. He's a thief. I get what I'm saying. So many more times, what check our level of compliance to the spirit may not actually be what we are thinking. So with that, now you now realize that one of the easiest way to assess impartation is through service. Genuine heartfelt service. Anytime you serve a man naturally, I assure you, every grace of the commission works on. Even if the man costs you, it will never work. If you have served him appropriately, service will always create way. One of the ways that you can also grow in impartation is to understand the grace that works within the cycle of the impartation. Many of you have been taught works, you have not been taught grace. Let me tell you, whether you like it or not, Paul is the one that said that the grace of God that was upon Peter to make him to be an apostle unto the Jews is the same grace that is at work with me, but to make me an apostle unto the Gentiles. The diversities of the operations of God ensure that there are differences of graces given unto men. And many men communicate their own impartation to the degree of the level of their own grace. When you come under a grace, come under a commission in such as this, you must understand the working of the grace of God within this commission. And for you to grow in the impartation that flow within this kind of region and realm of operation, you must begin to understand the language of communication of this place, understand the operation of the Spirit, because the Spirit of God will operate uniquely in this place like this. And that is why you can go to other places, you can't behave like this in those places, because the grace within that place may not permit you to behave like that. And you can be here and you may be under this grace and not try to behave like that. You may receive impartation here and not grow. Others may be advancing because they flow with the grace, because God deals with us individually according to the differences of graces. And that is why God can still move in deeper life with or without their doctrine, whether it's right or it's wrong. He will move in redeem, will move in living faith, move in cherubim and seraphim. It doesn't matter as long as you understand the grace of commission within the location. Every impartation within a region work according to the grace that God released. When you come within an impartation, if you receive an impartation from Elijah, you must understand that the way of your life There actually be maybe mountain region outside of the bush and all those kind of things. If John the Baptist chooses to remain within the city, I guarantee you, peradventure, you may not understand the way that that thing works. Every impartation has a kind of schooling, has a kind of teaching that you must yield to it and submit to it if you must grow in it. Because the same man that released the impartation released the same spirit that worked with him in that kind of operation. And that is why within every tribe in Israel, they have distinctive kind of characteristics, and they are given the order not to go beyond that. Why? Because they have an impartation they need to preserve. They have a heritage they have to preserve. You must understand the working of the grace within the commissioning that you receive the impartation. If you don't understand that, it will be almost impossible for you to actually go in that impartation. One of the ways you can go in impartation is to learn to respond to spontaneous body. Many of you never respond to body until when you come to a place of prayer like this. And many more times God beckons upon you, even in your house, beckons upon you in your class, when you are moving upon in the road, God beckons upon you, but you never respond to those bodies. Many of the impartations is, if I told you, they are like seed. Bodies will create the required atmosphere and they require energy for you to be able to travail them into birth. No wonder the Bible says, as soon as Zion travail, you shall give birth. Zion is pregnant with seed of impartation and possibilities. But until Zion begins to travail according to times and seasons, those impartations will still remain locked. Many of you pray, but when prayer is demanded, you don't pray. There are seasons and times when prayer will be demanded upon your life. Those times you can literally sense the grace of God to pray. There are times when you feel the grace to pray. Another person may feel the grace to fast. Let the person fast, you pray. Eat very well, but pray more. When the grace comes for you to study, forget everything and study. You can pray religiously with others. Let me tell you, you know me as a man that pray, but there are seasons I know I was praying that I know the prayer, the strength of it was not really the prayer. When you understand the seasons and the timings of God, you will understand where the grace of God is for you at the moment, at the season. Because anytime the grace of God is upon something, when the Lord put his hand upon something at the time, he knows the reason why he ensured that to happen. It's because there is something you need to actualize in the spirit. And it requires you to respond to that body. There are times when you receive grace to finish 2 books within a day. There was a time that I keep reading every day. I can read for 20 hours every day. And within those time, I find myself feeling, I discovered that all these books, we think that they are too big. They are not big. It's because you used to give them 1 hour in a day. If you sit there for 20 hours, you finish a book. When the grace was there, I was not sleeping. I was finishing it. And there are other times that the grace was there for me to pray. I find myself praying. Even when people stop praying, I'm still praying. There are other times the grace is there to fast. Sometimes I can fast a whole session, not semester. There are certain demands that will come as a body for you to grow the impartation you receive. And every man that sustains a kind of grace has a kind of impartation. When he releases that kind of impartation, the same discipline that ensures that impartation is preserved will come upon you. Suddenly you find yourself behaving somehow. That is the way. That is what is within the clan of the impartation you receive. But many of you do not know how to respond to that. Hope I'm making sense. We are praised beyond measure. You must also learn how to yield to the spirit of the tribe of the impartation. There are places where you go to, you flow naturally. If you remain there for long, you will grow faster. Have you heard about wrong atmosphere? That when you come here, you do well. You go there, attack. You don't. There are places that serve impartation. They will take it away. Bible says the thief cometh not but to steal, kill and destroy. One of the things the devil kill and steal and destroy may not be your money. It's impartation and ordination of God. So when you come, when those things are communicated to you as you leave, he goes and he take it away. When you don't yield to the same spirit in the lineage of the tribe of the impartation, you may never go. If you belong to a prophetic tribe, when you yield to them, there are people that when you listen to, you know, they speak to you, they elevate you in the spirit. The others you just listen to just to maybe write something. There is a tribe you belong, my brothers. Many more times, one of the easiest access way is to learn to yield to that same spirit. You don't have to see the people in the flesh. I have met a lot of people in the spirit. But the same tribe, all of you guys belong. I can't tell you how many times D.L. Moody appeared to me. Watchman Nee appeared to me. I can't tell you how many times I've been together with these guys to eat food. And sometimes they come and they give you scrolls. Other times they come and they share bodies. Sometimes they come and they take you in the spirit to those times where they were before. I don't know about you, but when I begin to read about men, when I meet the people that are within my tribe, I join it together with them. And many more times when you join, what happens, they communicate the same kind of spirit with you. You also have to learn how to understand the language of the impartation. There are languages that are common among a kind of cycle of impartation. Language in the spirit, language in the physical. You can see certain people within certain cycle. I don't know where Chris Devon gets this kind of impartation. But those guys can be in church and joke and joke and joke and joke and joke, and God is flowing. We can be here with Chris Devon. Devon will call you and say, you got a big head. And you continue. Many people within the same line or tribe of impartation behave alike. You may go and try it. And everybody will say, what kind of proud and arrogant person is this? Within their own type of clan, they function normally like that. There are languages in the spirit that function within a kind of clan. When you are within a prophetic clan, such as, you know, we never know about porters and all of this until somebody begins to introduce them. We never know about certain kind of realm of operation until somebody begins to talk certain things that were not common. When the man begins to talk, then we begin to wonder, what's this guy saying? But you see, these are languages within a tribe. And you must learn to fellowship with the word and with the spirit. Together with the brethren. The Bible speaks about not neglecting the gathering of the brethren. Sometimes as you are like this, suddenly there is a diffusion of graces. Impactations are activated. Bible speaking in the book of John, how that he began to speak about that which they have seen, that which they have handled, that which they have touched, about the word of life, about the impartation that Jesus communicated to them. He said the same thing that they have seen, that's what they are communicating to us. But you move forward to let us understand that they are communicating this also, that our fellowship will be complete. Impartation is pivotal in the journey of a believer. Somehow, when a man is about to be elevated to a new level, what the Lord do, he orchestrate a kind of impartation. Every encounter releases an impartation upon you. What you receive after an encounter is an impartation. Without impartation, we become weak and beggarly people. But when the Lord releases an impartation, a very, very feeble man become a strong man, because the possibilities and the potentials of the spirit are transferred. Impartation establishes a kind of highway in the spirit. It establishes a kind of communication. It has a way of realigning you. Your spiritual growth is actually a sum total of the impartation and the encounter you have in season and out of season. A man deprived of impartation will be lacking in understanding. Because many more times when spirit appear to you, what they do is they communicate to you the burden of the Lord through an impartation.
Thank you for joining us on this incredible spiritual journey through the faith series brought to you by spiritnerds.org. We hope these powerful sermons have touched your heart, expanded your understanding, and ignited a flame of faith within you. Remember, the journey doesn't end here. Continue to explore the depths of faith, seek wisdom, and embrace the transformative power of the gospel in your daily life. Stay connected with spiritnerds.org for more uplifting content as we strive to be the source of inspiration for millions of Christians worldwide.